Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
YO Gives 2025 raises over $5.6 million despite early glitch. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. YO Gives 2025 has officially wrapped up, raising a record-breaking $5.6 million in just 36 hours to support Wyoming's nonprofits. The annual fundraising event, typically held over 24 hours, was extended this year after a technical glitch shut down the main donation page for the first 6 hours. The issue caused by the Giving Day platform provider Boterra was resolved quickly in the morning, and the Wyoming Nonprofit Network responded quickly by extending the giving window until noon on Thursday, July 17th. Despite the rocky start, 9,267 donors contributed 18,930 gifts, proving once again that Wyoming gives big. Jody Shields, executive director of the Wyoming Nonprofit Network, said, "We are thrilled with the results. The generosity of this state never fails to inspire." 30 Campbell County nonprofits participated in the event this year. Some of the top earners were Climb Wyoming at $95,770, Gillette Main Street at $50,068, and Gillette Reproductive Health raised $31,170. To view the full leaderboard and learn more about YO Gives, visit yogives.org. Man allegedly tries to sneak meth into Campbell County Jail during booking. A 51-year-old man is facing multiple felony charges after allegedly trying to smuggle methamphetamine into the Campbell County Jail during the booking process Wednesday night. Earl Elliott was originally arrested on a warrant for failing to appear in a juvenile matter, but during intake at the jail, detention staff discovered a black case containing a substance suspected to be meth, according to Sheriff Scott Matheny. Surveillance footage revealed Elliott attempting to hide the case in his laundry bin, which had been provided for his personal belongings. The suspected meth weighed 26.49 grams, including packaging. Elliott now faces additional charges, including felony possession of methamphetamine, possession with intent to deliver, and taking a controlled substance into a jail. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.